You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Got into the Nuggets. They won their fourth in a row. All of these on the road, I think.
They must have drank an energy drink or something. Fired
beating
up.
Beating the Pacers in Indianapolis. Now the Nuggets are rewarded with about a week off for the All-Star break. So they get to rest up, do a little binge watching.
There you go.
Eat a few pizzas. The Avalanche are home tonight at Ball Arena for a game against the Ducks. And the Rockies had a meaningless game against Seattle yesterday that ended in a 9-9 tie before they all just threw their gloves down, walked off the field, and said, screw it.
We're tired now.
It's 9-9. We've played all these, and let's
go. Who wants tacos?
I wish we'd never started this game. Friday, so let me give you some news for nerds. Some of it I really enjoyed. There's a glow-in-the-dark. There's actually three new species of glow-in-the-dark sharks.
I saw this. This is great news because you can see them coming.
You would hope. Or I was writing a piece about this morning, and I said, and that's a really good point you're making, Jer Bear. But I was like, somehow this makes them even more sinister. We're already afraid of sharks. And now if they come at you and they're glowing,
right?
That just like,
radioactive shark.
And my first thought when I saw the article is like, oh, they're probably just little tiny things, like 6 inches long down at the bottom. No, they say they can grow to at least 6 feet long.
They're big.
So, sharks, I'm sorry. There's a reason why Shark Week is such a big ratings hit every year. They are fascinating creatures.
And terrifying.
And they've been around for what? How many hundreds of millions of years? Like 300 million years or something? It's crazy. Anyway. And then the other story that I really liked, I was spending some time reading up on this. There's an Egyptologist, a Danish Egyptologist. And doesn't the Danish sound really good?
So
right
tasty with a big cup of coffee.
A Danish Egyptologist has finally translated this papyrus. It was actually a piece of papyrus. Try saying that 8 times real fast. Piece of papyrus that was 19 feet long. It had been cut in half and was being stored in 2 different places. I think one was in Paris and one was somewhere else. Anyway.
Paris papyrus?
A piece of Paris papyrus. Please. For posterity. Crazy. Anyway, the reason for this story is that this guy finally translated what was on this particular papyrus. And it turns out to be 3,500-year-old instructions on how to mummify a body.
All right.
Like how they did it. Because, I mean, modern scientists can tell you, hey, here's how you could preserve a body. Yeah. But this is from...
This is old school.
3,500 years ago. And they found a couple of these instructions before, but none nearly this old. Like, this is like 1,000 years older than the other stuff. And so apparently, some of the instructions are rather gruesome. They even get into this whole part about how you mummify the face.
Awesome. I remember from my school days about them talking about going up through the nostril to scoop out your brain and scoop everything out of there through the nose. Oh, yeah. It's a different time.
Wow. Anyway, so that's going on. What else is trending?
Well, this is a story that you don't hear ever. A streaming service is dropping their prices. HBO Max, the most expensive streaming service at about $15 a month, they're going to tick it down a little bit. What they're going to be doing is launching a cheaper ad-supported version of their streaming service.
So they're not lowering the price on the one that I'm currently paying for.
It doesn't sound like it. You'd have to get a different one. You'd have to bump down, but then you're going to get ads during your movies and TV shows on there, which I guess some people don't mind. It's on track to be unveiled later this year. Now, it is pretty darn high because they have done that thing where they've teamed up with Warner Brothers and they're releasing all the theatrical release movies that aren't going to theaters. So you're getting them right there at home. And it is a premium service then. So you're paying
a
premium price.
Dude.
You keep raving about all the stuff that's on there.
We find so many good shows on there. Remind me to tell you later about the show we just finished last night that involved a killer and forged documents.
Is there anything that you're watching that doesn't involve killing?
Forged historical documents.
I'm going to send you some nice animated movies that you need to watch.
Hey, man, some of that animated stuff is really violent. So what happened to the Lion King's dad, right?
You know, like, it's a funny because we, you know, we'll sit down and watch a lot of the Disney content with the kids on Disney Plus, and there is a lot of tragedy in Disney movies. That's a big theme in a lot of their programs, though.
Well, my friend, there is tragedy in life, and get a load of this.
They're banking
The Mindbender in about 50 minutes is about tragedy.
Tragic? All right. Speaking of those theatrical releases, two more have been postponed. I'm bumming about Fast and Furious 9. It's been postponed for the third time. It's coming out June 25th. And then, speaking of innocent kids movies, Minions, The Rise of Gru, been pushed back an entire year to July of 2022. So if you're excited about those, you got to wait. A new study out this morning from OkCupid. And they say, hey, if you want any sort of success on your dating apps right now, and if you want to come across super duper sexy, mention the word vaccine in your profile.
Uh-huh.
It is up 137% since November. People who have gotten the vaccine or say that they're going to get it, 20% more likes, 12% more matches. And 4 out of 10 people say that they'd actually cancel a date with someone who is not yet vaccinated.
You know, I was just telling you about that show we've been watching about the forger. I'll bet forging vaccination certificates is already going on.
I bet you're right.
You know, to get jobs and stuff like that, people will lie and they'll forge a document.
That little card that everybody's been getting, print it out and sign your name.
I don't mean to think the worst of everybody, but...
But people are the worst.
Who is going to raise their hand and say, no, that will never happen?
It's already done. Already there. This is a great story. Dom and I were laughing about it this morning. It's a home design trend that's been growing the past few years. It's, you know, houses are all about that open concept design, no individual rooms and stuff. And now the open concept design has made its way to bathrooms. And it's not just a bathroom without a door. It's just like a room, Dom. Like, you're walking into your house and you look to the right where your living room's supposed to be, and there's a bathroom there. There's a toilet sitting in the middle of the room, or a shower in the corner.
Shower with a glass door. I mean, you can see everything.
No privacy. I guess there's a house in Boston that just hit the market, and it looks like the same flooring goes into it, the same, you know, wainscoting or whatever you got. It's the same decoration, but it's a bathroom, and there's no privacy. And you know how I am. I've got to close and lock 3 doors before I can go.
This probably gave you the tremors just reading about it.
I posted a picture of the design concept on our Facebook this morning. And,
man, you know, talk about shy bladder syndrome.
I'm not alone.
I would no way be able to go. You know, if you're at a party...
You could never go.
No one would ever go to a party at that person's house. Ever.
It's basically a room that you can still stand around and mingle in, and there's just the toilet right there, so you can use it. Mm-hmm. Elsie commented on it. She says, parents have been using the bathroom without privacy for years. This just removes the middleman. She's got a point there. All right, let's do clickbait, Dom.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I posted a link to a woman on TikTok who discovered in her New York City apartment that if she removed the mirror in her bathroom, there was a hole in the wall that went into a whole other vacant apartment. And she discovered it because her apartment was very chilly, and she was standing in the bathroom, and you could actually watch her hair blow. And she's like, where is all this coming from? So she explores this vacant apartment that's attached to hers, and it's super creepy.
Wow.
It's creepier than those sharks. So check out the link. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.